How was your taping?
Dude, it was so sick.
Yeah.
Such a pressure cooker, man. I brought my whole family with me like a fucking dumbass.
Insane move.
A crazy fucking move, dude. Yeah. Brought wife, obviously, you know, I'm not going to get into detail, but it was like the unfun half of the month going on there. Mm. We brought our babies, brought a babysitter with us. Times two. So I'm just rocking with, my wife got sick right away. So I had a sick wife. It was
obviously,
hell.
Obviously.
It was crazy. Yeah, you're sick. My wife
this is a huge weekend for me. Oh, I'm sick and mean. Oh, all right. This is the most important weekend of my life. Well, my stomach hurts. No, yeah, great.
She had like 101 fever, dude. She had a 101. Just rock is in there, just like, oh, good luck. I was like, Jesus nice. Christ. Nice. Yeah, it was. But
you champed it.
Then she champed it and came out to the lunch show.
You champed it too. You were so mellow the whole time.
Bro,
I was more nervous than you were.
I was going to freak out. I was freaking out leading up to it. I told you when I freaked out. Dude, fucking 3 days before.
Perfectly normal freak out.
It was, yeah, true. It was. Actually, I'm happy I kind of did. I actually connected to some sort of normal set of feelings. But I was like just sitting there in my office being like, should I switch this to the third person from the first book
jokes.
I've been trying to write for 9 years? Oh. Dude, that'd be sick going... Third person. And then he saw his wife. I just had like, and I was like, wait a second, I have to prepare for this special and I haven't performed in 3 weeks. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And I just literally walked to Nando's and just got wings. And I knew I wasn't hungry. I was like, I'm eating for comfort.
You're following my absolute freak out path.
I literally did. I was complete.
You go, I got to change everything. You know what? I'm going to eat wings. I'm good.
I texted you right away. I was like, it made me laugh. I sat on a thing and I was like, this is exactly what he does. And I was eating them outside in the heat and just sweat stinging my eyes. And I just, as I got more full, I was like, I feel okay now.
Yeah, you got to get sick and hot. And then you go, I'm ready to go on stage.
And I felt much better. And then I like... you know, got it together, but I was still nervous because I had to do shows at the Hollywood Improv. Of course,
it's
like,
uncomfortable.
They're going to bring, there's like a small room. Like, we're going to bring a bunch of people out from the industry. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks.
Great.
Haven't, you know, at least got to perform at the mothership. I ran it. I was like, all right, I still remember it. That's good. Did the improv. It was cool. And then, then the taping, dude, I was like, first night I was like freaking and I kept flubbing lines. Like the sets were fine. I kept flubbing
lines. You probably weren't flubbing them.
I was flubbing them, bro.
It's all in your head.
That's what they said.
It was a slight fuck up, and in your head, you're like,
at one point, I literally, it was kind of funny. I was like, start over. And it was fun. But the one I did flub so bad, a couple I did. And then, so the first night, they were like, yeah, it's good. We got it. And I was like, I didn't love any of the sets. I was like, fine enough. And then the second night leading up to it, I literally cracked my head on a camera. Dude. And you know what was funny though? Because I was like going in the second night, the whole thing, especially when it's like, I don't know if you ever dealt with this, when like you see the whole camera set up and you're like, all these people are here to film me. You're like, I'm going to fucking blow it, dude.
Yeah.
I was like just bugging out. And I was like, I'm in over my head. Fuck. But then when I hit my head, they were like, just trying to fix it. It was like literally a bleeding wound. So they had to put liquid bandage on it and just cover it with makeup. It's to try crazy. For continuity.
Should have kept the blood.
Occasionally
have an edit where your face
just covered it.
Yeah.
I would have been kind of sick.
That would have been awesome.
Especially because they would kind of play with the intro too. But the
one thing I wanted to do was put myself in the audience.
That would be nasty.
Like over and over again, laughing, just in different outfits.
That's so funny.
Why don't you do that? That's awesome.
Maybe this one. If this one's not good, I'll do something weird.
AI the audience so that it's just you.
I'll do something goofy.
True. That's what I had to do.
No, that's not true.
Really, no.
Dude, I'm like the second night is like, all right, you have to nail it this night. Like all this, you know, all this fucking hoopla to film it. And then I was sitting backstage and just the fact that I'd cracked my head on a camera was like weirdly reassuring. I was like, dude, you're literally a dumbass. Like, stop worrying about anything. You're a fucking, just a dumb moron. You cracked your head the day before. I was like doing jumps too. Cause they were like, just for like alternate takes. I was like jumping off the stage, clearing, trying to like clear people at a table. I was how high on it.
They were really big jumps.
You're fucking on roads. You're doing crazy shit.
He jumped so far too.
Bro, I
it was so fun.
He's fucking
well, they were like, you gotta stop. You get twisted ankle, you ruin the whole thing. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I'm gonna jump as high as I can.
I wanna break every bone in front of my family. Destroy me in front of my family. Honor.
But yeah, it turned out good, so I was happy. But it was funny. It was such a dumb epiphany to be like, I was a fucking moron. Like, yeah. I can't even try to pretend to, you know,
take this seriously.
Yeah, or myself whatsoever. Be like, do I really have what it takes? It's like, no, you're a moron, dude. Yeah,
just go.
Just do your stupid thing. All these cameras.
Yeah, the cameras. When I filmed the Netflix special, they had the big one on the, yeah, like the crane. My whole first hour, I was just stared at it the entire. It would fly through the air, so I'd be like, "This has to be ruining the show for anybody around this."
My second night, I had a giant white, like a spackle patch on my forehead.
Yeah, because he got red, but the makeup was
I turned red, and it was just bright white. Right. Now go to like make facial expressions; it would just be a smooth circle.
The movie I was just filming, the director would be like, find the lens, look into the lens when you say your line. I didn't know he meant like near the lens. I spent 3 days going, hey. he didn't catch it, so I might not be in this movie. Every scene I'm going, but what do we do now?
Like, yeah, it was SNL.
Straight, I was directly into the lens every single day. And then,
dude, they can just edit your eyes now. The effects are crazy.
I eventually, like day four of staring into the lens, I was like, when you say he's like, no, don't look into the lens. I was like, I got bad news for you. Every scene.
They're going to AI your eyes where they're just kind of like this way.
Is this a blind guy?
That's what they're going to have to do. I think they're going to have to like use like editing to kind of like make it look like it doesn't have a giant fake.
Yeah,
kind of
like that.
The second one looks better though, I thought.
It did, but it was still like a purple bruise on my head that wasn't there the first night. So
yeah, if I put makeup on, they never get my ears or my neck. It's just dark red. And my face is white. I look just like a Japanese lady.
Your ears are just crimson.
Dark red.
Yeah, man, it was sick. It was a lot of fun.
That was so much
fun. But I'm fucking wiped, dude. I'm dead. It was a whole week. We did a whole week out there. And I would just get woken up at like 7 o'clock by my kids. So I'd be out doing that, wake up early. I was running on literally fumes the whole time. I was like, the whole time, I'm like, I'm such a fucking idiot. This is the worst way you can possibly do this. it was great, tight. Our Airbnb was filthy.
Yeah, the
second
frat
one,
house.
It was a frat house, dude.
Oh, no.
It was disgusting. I got like a cold from it, I think. Because they had air pure. The place, dude, they didn't clean it. Like they... Yeah. There was like cans next to one of the beds, just like wine coolers and a pack of peanut M&Ms just laying there. It's like, dude, I get it if you don't like hit all the nooks and crannies, but you guys don't
even
look.
Dude, we bought the house my family and I bought in the Poconos. It was filled with trash.
Was it really?
Yeah. I lifted up the couch. There were like beer cans and condoms and shit. I was like, this is, what the fuck is this?
Oh, they're probably Planet Poconos strippers too. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, this was for real bachelor party heaven. It was like just filthy. It had a cool stereo room with like just like Spencer's gift card lights. It was like fucking dumb. The whole place, and it was for
That would be dumb, wouldn't it?
I mean, the family. For the family. I was vibing in there. But I like if you walk around with your bare feet, your bottom of your feet would be black. Like it was disgusting. They had air purifiers. They didn't do anything, but they did have air purifiers everywhere. So I was like, they got mold. They must have mold in this fucking place.
No, brother.
It sucked. But other than that, it was
at least your balls don't hurt.
Yeah,
true.
At least you don't have epididymitis.
Have you been grumpy about it?
Not.
You haven't lashed out at your partner?
No, not at my partner. This morning I was more so just ashamed of myself. Like crazy. I was kind of, I did a little lash out this morning, but.
Why'd you make me upset with your vagina?
How dare you?
Yeah. You should blame her for it.
I'll try.
Sorry, you know, did you ever see the movie?
What's going on?
It's
your
fault.
What happened to you?
What'd you fucking do to me? What'd you give me?
I was saying this, that the same urgent care that I got diagnosed with epididymitis at was the one that I got my rectal abscess treated at. So I've gone to this urgent care with just butthole and nutsack problems, and they probably think I'm a fucking freak.
Yeah, dude.
Definitely. Especially when they see your giant dick.
They
got that big clipboard. They're just going, we got a case of freaky ass
bull. That weird guy with the huge dick again.
The huge dick and his asshole.
His asshole is wrecked again.
His asshole is like Rainbow Road from Mario Kart. Defies the laws of gravity.
I told you guys about that, right? When I was screaming in the urgent care when they lanced my abscess.
No. Yeah.
They gave me like 5 shots of numbing, which is what I thought about when you said the patch. I wish they would have just done that.
Was it on the outside?
That was the most painful. It was on the lump in my butthole. They jabbed it. Sorry if this is gross, but they jabbed it with a bunch of needles. And I was screaming like as loud and uncontrollably.
As loud as I could.
What a 10. That's a level of pain.
It's a 10.
It was a 10.
It's like a 10.
That was a 10. No, I was going, fuck. Screaming.
Fuck that. Dude, that's terrible. I'd rather die.
Yeah, I wanted to.
You have to kill me if I have an abscess.
How many shots?
It was really painful. I lost count. Probably like 4 or 5.
Oh. Lemaire's ass.
His popped on his own.
It's probably my favorite. It's my favorite thing that's ever happened.
I had to.
Bubble?
Yeah.
His bubble exploding and stinking up an entire urgent care. His ass fucking bubble exploded. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would fucking hate you. If I was in that room, I'd still hate you.
That'd be a nice episode of House.
I would think about it every day.
I think an episode of House. If House come in, be like, some black guy's ass exploded. That's a black ass explosion, guys. Move over, I got it.
Oh, man.
It hurts my testy to laugh.
It hurts your balls to laugh.
Oh, no.
Just rob me in the squat down, dude.
I got the bust down all right now. Your head's fucked.
Who would have thought that this lifestyle would lead us to severe health issues?
I did have kind of a panic attack in my car. I haven't microdosed in a while, and it hit me this morning like a ton of bricks. I was driving over here, and like my pinky was touching my ring finger. I just didn't like it. I was like, I don't like the way my pinky feels on my ring finger.
Yeah, I guess that bothers me now that you mentioned
it. It was killing me.
Yeah, that would bother me.
I was like, my hands started feeling fuzzy. I was like, I'm gonna die. Fuck, this sucks. I finally overdid it.
The Cali weed was freaking me out.
Yeah.
After the first night of your taping, I was like, dude, everybody fucking hates me.
I dropped Sean off at the wrong hotel.
Oh, yeah. I was so high after maybe the Thursday show, I think.
Yeah.
And it was like a mall, so there's a bunch of hotels. And we just stopped at a hotel, and I was so high, I was like, all right, see you, Matt. And I got out, and I just smoked a cigarette out front of it for like 5-10 minutes before I realized that I was in the wrong place.
I was driving away being like, dude, I can't believe I navigated right back to the right hotel. I didn't even use my phone. I was like, that was pretty good. And he called. I was at a light, and he called me like, dude, I'm at the wrong hotel. I was like, fuck.
Being fucked up and trying to get into a hotel is... I've done it 10,000 times, dude.
You've 10,000 hours.
Every check-in, I'll be like, I left my key in my room. How's you guys' night going?
Do you have any water?
The worst one was I was in a K-hole.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't move. I got to sit in the lobby. I can't walk.
Oh, no.
And then Kreischer showed up and was like, you can walk. And just, I easily could walk.
Whoa.
I could have walked the whole time. He was that lobby, like,
you might be the best person in the world to be like, you can walk through a K-hole. Trust me, I've been 40 K-hole. Get up, Shane.
Yeah, going to the wrong. Get up. You can do it.
He might be the Blue Knight, dude.
He could be the Blue Knight. He could. God.
Diddly.
That's so funny. He was like, you just laid there?
Yeah, I was sitting in a chair in the lobby in front of the desk. Everyone was just kind of like, damn. All right, this guy's chilling.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's basically a homeless guy. Just came in and sat. And everyone was like, all right, I guess he's doing something. Sat there for at least an hour.
Did you try to like, I guess you went on your phone? Or like, what did you do?
No, I just laid there. Literally on ketamine.
Oh, you were fucked.
For an hour.
Were you drinking all the ketamine too?
I needed help, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a heavy depressant. Depressant dissociative.
It's pretty nice. It went away. Cool. It went away quick. It's literally as soon as he was like, you can walk. I was like, oh, all right.
Turns out I can.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah, I've heard of people thinking they were doing like coke, and it turns out it's ketamine, and just being like, what the fuck?
You would have to do a pretty.
It was liquid.
Yes.
They said they thought it was liquid cocaine.
That's what I had. The nasal spray.
That's what happened.
The prescription nasal ketamine.
Yeah.
How do you get your hands on that? Like, what's it prescribed for?
I don't know.
You can get it online, dude. You can get
Yeah, you can get ketamine pretty easy, I think.
Yeah.
Through a doctor.
Interesting.
Verified. You can get lozenges. You can get like.
I never did it.
Sounds kind of fun. I can get it for you if you want.
It's not that fun. Stick to blow.
All right. If you say so.
Fine, I guess I have to now. It's either this or ketamine, so I had to do one.
Sure, yeah, stick to the company culture. We don't want internal problems.
Okay.
Sean, it's coming to our attention. You've stopped doing cocaine.
Sean, you've been sober for a week?
We need to talk about this.
We don't like that.
Yeah.